Anar pita chirin chirat karunyavratino kalau samapiyatam unatojvala rasang swabhakti shriyam Hari purata sundara duti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spurutu va shachinandana. Taking from Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami includes this verse in his Mangalacharan, his auspicious introduction to his monumental Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, establishing Nachaitanyat Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Parameha. There is no higher truth than Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why is that? Krishna, he establishes in the beginning of his Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It means that even among all the forms of the Personality of Godhead, Krishna is supreme. And then Chaitanya is more. Why? Mahavaranya avatar. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Nama. He's most munificent incarnation. He gives freely Krishna Prema. And this verse, I started by Anarpita Chirin Chirat, so let's discuss that verse now. That which had not been given for a very long time previously, or practically we can say had not been given within living memory, or even if we go back way beyond the time of Lord Rama, way, way, way back in the whole day of Lord Brahma, that which had not been given, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. What is that? The topmost resplendent loving feelings, exchange, experience, Raja Bhav, the mood of the gopis in relation to Krishna. Unutujvala rasang, the topmost resplendent experience. So may that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that resplendent Lord, shine within the deepest core of your heart. This is the blessing given. In other words, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami establishes that there is no higher truth than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Supreme Lord, and he gives the best to the worst. He gives the highest, very rare love of God to the worst people, the people of Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are encapsulated in 8 verses only. His Shikshashtaka, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, the whole pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Charitamrita, the nectarian pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he came to teach, what he came to give, is encapsulated in these 8 verses. There is another verse by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nahang Vipro Nachanarapeti, which also, if we include that, so these 9 verses, Nachanarapati Napi Vaisha Nashudra, Nahang Vani Nachagrihapati Nova Nastya Yativa. Kintu Prodya Nikala Paramananda Gopi Bhartu Padakamlaya Dasu Dasa Nudasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Prodyan Purnamrita there. He says, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra. I'm not a Brahmachari, I'm not a Grihastha, I'm not a Vanaprastha, I'm not a Sannyasi. But I am, not saying I'm nothing, I'm not a Buddhist. I identify myself as the servant of the servant of this supreme absolute truth, the full nectar personality of Godhead, the servant of the servant of he who is the husband, the maintainer of the gopis. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that nothing can be higher. This is the message at the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nothing can be higher. Nothing can be better than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nothing can be better than the teachings which he has come to give. This in Chaitanya Charitamrita of Prabodhananda Saraswati, he is quite revolutionarily said, what good did all the different avatars do? How good is Kurama? What do they come to? If you compare with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's a revolutionary statement. It would be presumptuous to think that we could do better. It'd be offensive to think that we could offer something better than the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, or even slightly change them. We find within Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who had been attached to the concept of impersonal liberation, after receiving within his heart the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to change one syllable within the Srimad Bhagavatam, which would make a great difference in his mind. The word muktipade, he wanted to change to bhaktipade. Of course, the word muktipade there has specific meaning in that verse, that Krishna delivers a devotee from the sufferings which he, because mukti is there in remembrance of his lotus feet. So Krishna delivers the devotee from the sufferings that he happily tolerates, happily because he's remembering Krishna. He tolerates the sufferings in an attitude of humility. It's my fault, I'm just getting what I deserved. But the very word mukti, which had been the focus of the life of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, now seemed so detestable to him that he wanted to change the word to bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, 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 you can't do that. You can't change the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can't do that. There's a specific reason why it's there. But let us consider, if we're going to speak on the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, even by speaking in English, it's going to be somewhat different than in the Sanskrit or Bengali language that those teachings were imparted in, because language brings with it concepts. Of course, by the grace of God, who all language is ultimately meant to describe, Krishna consciousness can come through in any language. Although I must admit, I spent some time in Thailand and I was involved in overseeing the translation of books into Srila Prabhupada's books, into Thai language. And there are specific problems with doing so because the language is developed on the basis of Theravada Buddhism, hardcore Buddhism, which there's no word for God, there's no concept of God. And all the Sanskrit words which you might want to use for describing Krishna consciousness, they're all already appropriated with Buddhist meanings. So you require a lot of, even to understand the teachings originally in Sanskrit requires the mercy of the Lord, not simply scholarship and understanding, but there are specific meanings to be understood. But by translating, we do even subtly, or we at least we can say we offer a different perspective. We explain it in our own words as we understand it. This is all part of the psychology of the study of linguistics and then cognition and what do we understand. Someone says something and what is said and what is understood may not be the same thing. What the person wants to convey is not necessarily understood. Different people understand different things in different ways due to their mindset, their psychology. It's all extremely complex. But at the same time, the Vedic literature does have a specific message, which is to be conveyed to us, which is surrender to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a specific message to convey to us. I'm saying that's extremely complex. It's also extremely elusive to understand. We can hardly understand what we ourselves are thinking. Often we miss, even if we try to examine what we ourselves understand, we often misunderstand what we ourselves are understanding because we have a concept of ourself which is not necessarily correct. And in many cases, it's not correct, just like we always tend to think that we're right, even when we're wrong. So really, a God's eye view of the universe is that which is correct. Anyway, we have to translate into various languages. We can't expect everyone to learn Sanskrit and Bengali, and that's not necessarily a qualification for understanding God anyway. God is not understood by scholarship alone, although he does give his message, which is conveyed through language so that we can understand him. So it's not that language and the message is unimportant. Certainly the Vedic literature is very important. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is most important because when we go through all the Vedas and all up, and eventually we go up to Lord Chaitanya and we go up to Vrindavan, and even the Vedas, the personified Vedas, they take form as gopis, maybe feeling a little regretful at all the things we said, and why don't we talk about this? Well, it's not for everyone. It's very rare to get. What is the message? It's very simple. Surrender to Krishna. Jiva Swarupai Krishna Nitya Das. We're all eternal servants of Krishna. And above and beyond that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the message, we're not just servants of Krishna, but love of Krishna. Prema Pumarto Mahan. Love. Not what's conceived of as in the material world as love, but the natural exchange of loving feeling between Krishna and his devotees, which is most fully manifest in the land of Vrindavan and the feelings of Vrindavan. So to access that, we go through the devotee, or the devotees kindly appear in this world and manifest that to us. And they give us the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and they have done in Sanskrit. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya are there, and they're given before Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the right previous to him, previous to Vrindavanash Thakur. The teachings were mostly in Sanskrit, and then we have Bengali language, and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya have also been expressed and amplified in various other languages of India, in Uriya, in Maithili, Brijbuli, and Srila Prabhupada gave it to us in English, which is a language far removed from the Prakrita languages of India, as distinguished from the Sanskrit language. Sanskrit is perfectly formed, and Prakrita languages of India, they take many words from Sanskrit, but they may adjust the words, give different meanings to them, and the grammar will be much simplified. As Srila Prabhupada wrote, language, the more close a language is to Sanskrit, the more perfect it is. Bengali is such a language, the language that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also spoke, as well as Sanskrit. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, the highest, the best. But I must say, as by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested to me through Srila Prabhupada, I have learned Bengali language to an extent that I can largely follow much of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya given in Bengali. And especially I'm thinking now of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he has given the songs of Lord Chaitanya, songs of Lord Chaitanya's teachings, expanded Lord Chaitanya's teachings in so many songs. And especially I thought of giving this talk expanding on just the experience I have a few days ago while contemplating one line or one verse from one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. Nija karma guna doshe jay jay janma pai janme janme jena tava nama guna gai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, whatever birth I have to take due to my good or bad activities in this life, let it be that life after life, I simply glorify your name and your qualities. I sing your name and qualities. This is from one of the many, many, many beautiful songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this particular song comes from his exposition of Sri Shikshashtaka, the fourth verse, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, prabhu tava pada juge, mora nivedan. He starts off by saying, this prabhu, Lord, this is my submission to you. So this particular line, that particularly struck me, how beautifully Bhaktivinoda Thakur has expressed, and it's hridoy sparshi, it touches the heart. It's not exactly said in this verse, the nadhanam najanam verse. It's not specifically said that in whatever births I get in future, may I glorify your name and your qualities. It's not specifically said. But it's the same mood, and it's going deeper. It's expanding more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, may I have bhakti, unmotivated bhakti to you in birth after birth. In other words, saying I don't want anything in this world. I don't want mukti, but I don't want liberation from this world. I simply want devotion to you. So, expressing that more, and it's my subjective experience, which I'm sure many devotees, especially those who have access to this Bengali language. It's not the Bengali language of the hawkers at Howrah Station. It's superficially the same language, but one is on the material platform, and or the politicians in or it's not the ordinary day-to-day Bengali language. This is praying to Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he expresses that, and the devotees, it just immediately touches the heart and uplifts us and inspires in us the feeling that, yeah, this is what I want. This is real. This is reality. This is who I am. Praying. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, following the mood of Lord Chaitanya. He's praying and in the same time teaching us how to pray, that I only want you. This is my submission to you. Prabhu Tava Pada Juge Mora Niveda. I offer this submission at your lotus feet. I only want you. I don't want anything else. I have this tremendous, powerful force of desire within my heart, which has carried me from body to body to body. Even when I'm trying to be your devotee, this tremendous power of material desire so many desires I have for wealth, for fame, for going to the heavenly planets. And when I get fed up of all that, I have this desire, okay, just cut it all out and let's get liberation. Now that tremendous force of desire, now that I'm focusing that all on your lotus feet, I simply want to serve you. I simply want to glorify you. This is what I beg from you. I've come to beg from you. Everyone comes to beg, or at least pious people, come to beg from God. And what do they beg? Dhanam, janam, sundarim. I want, give me. Please, God, give me money. Give me wealth, give me fame, give me women, and let me enjoy in the heavenly worlds. And when you're fed up of all that, oh God, give me relief from all of that. And then we come again to the Tatenu Kampam Mukti Pade verse. But now, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is his Mahavadanyata, his great mercy on us, his great liberality in conveying to us another perspective altogether, that do not approach God for what we want to fulfill our desire, but simply love him for who he is. And whatever happens to us, all right, whatever happens, oh, let me glorify you. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, it's implied in the statement, it's implied in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is presenting in Bengali. I've now realized the worthlessness of all this, all these material desires. Now, that very strong desire, all those strong desires, I'm not cutting them out. I'm not desireless. I'm not trying to become desireless, but that tremendous force of desire which has tied me down in this material world, birth after birth. Now that great greed, I want simply to serve you. Let me glorify you. Glorify your name, your qualities. Let that go on. It may be birth after birth. Kirta janma hao jata tua das. Bahi mokha brahma jami nahi mor ash. Again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying the same thing, that even if I have to be born as an insect, if I can be your devotee somehow or other, okay. But if I get the highest position in the material world of Brahma, but I'm inimical to you or indifferent to you, I have no interest in this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, taking the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, it's the same thing as the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuritu, manifested in the heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, has presented the teachings of Lord Chaitanya in a manner that seems to me to capture the bhakti, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying, life after life, may I have this unmotivated, loving, devotional spirit in relation to you. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his songs has captured that surrender, that love, that bliss, that devotion, all that is bhakti in the most beautiful language. It's worth learning Bengali to appreciate it. In my youth, I had the idea, let me learn this language for these songs, which speaks to the heart. So it appears that what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given is better than the original, better than Lord Chaitanya. And Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami starts off Chaitanya Charitamrita, Na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Paramiha. There's no higher truth than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's no higher teaching. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what he's giving, it's not a higher teaching, it's not a better teaching, but It's, in some ways it's better. Well, how can that be? How can it be better than Lord Chaitanya? Because Lord Chaitanya also teaches Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Shikshashtaka again. Shikshashtaka. The ocean of bliss, of devotional service, is always increasing, always expanding within the heart of the devotee. And Lord Chaitanya appears in the hearts of his devotees, and they present this devotional spirit in a manner which can even surpass him. Does that make any sense? No. No one can surpass Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if he desires, they can surpass. There's nothing better than Lord Chaitanya's teachings. But you know, Thakur's teachings are only Lord Chaitanya's teachings. But maybe in a way which, of course, you can't measure it. It's, you can't measure, is this better or is this not better? Subjectively, bhakti, it's not some measurable. You want to measure everything, that's called maya. Maya means, mapiyate anaya iti maya. When we want to measure everything, that's maya. So it's just like Hanuman jumped over the ocean, and Lord Ram also did something miraculous, building a bridge of floating stones over the ocean. Okay, that's good, but he couldn't jump like Hanuman. So Lord Rama gave credit to Hanuman as if he's even better. So again, it's my subjective experience, but it appears to me that, and maybe because I don't follow Sanskrit, I've not studied Sanskrit, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's rendition of Sri Shikshashtaka in his songs is even more relishable than the original. And in one purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks, in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada speaks of how, by the grace of Lord Nityananda, one can perform service even more than that of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda did the amazing, unimaginable service of going door to door, delivering even the most fallen people by giving them Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, his blessings, inducing them to chant the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srila Prabhupada, he did more than Nityananda Prabhu. He went to the... Can you say he's more than Nityananda? No, he's a servant of Lord Nityananda, but by Lord Nityananda's grace, he did more even than Lord Nityananda. Is it true that he's better? Yes. Is it true he's better? No. From one perspective, he can't be better because Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Lord, and he, Prabhupada, always positions himself. He teaches us that we're all servants of the Supreme Lord, but by the grace of the Supreme Lord, one can become as if more than him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given so many wonderful songs. He's given us so many wonderful things. He's given us Mayapur. How would we know? Mayapur is the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then what are the glories of Navadvipa Dham? How would we know? He has revealed them in his books, especially Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya. He's given us so many books to help us better understand the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So many important books, so many songs, which just transport us to the spiritual world and give us so many valuable instructions in his songs. He's given us Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who gave us Srila Prabhupada, who gave us the whole spiritual world. These are the gifts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. By the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, received through Srila Prabhupada, Some of the lines in his songs, they just strike me again and again and again. How? Bahu koti chandra jini badana ujjal. how Bhakti Vinoda Deke Gorara Shampada. Bhaktivinoda sees in the arati of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How one of the glories, his face is shining brilliantly more than millions and millions of moons, defeating million. The moon is so beautiful. What the moon? What's that? The face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura Chandranana. His face is a beautiful golden moon. Well, that's compliment to the moon. More beautiful than so many moons. Describing Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now, if we want to take lines from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs, we could be here all day, all night, and we're talking about a day of Brahma and a night of Lord Brahma, because they're just dripping with transcendental bliss. Here's a line in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes his experience of seeing the arati performed to Radha and Madhava by the Sakis, the Gopis. Sri Radha Madhava Pada Sarasija Ashe Bhakati Vinoda Shaki Pade Shuke Bhashe. With the desire to attain the lotus feet of Radha and Madhava, Bhaktivinoda at the lotus feet of the Sakis, the Gopis, floats in happiness. To me, it sounds better in the original. The meaning is more or less the same. Sounds better in the original Bengali. Again, touching the heart. That's not such a well-known song as the Gaurarati song, which I just quoted from. Here's another fairly well-known song, at least in our ISKCON temples and Gauriya Math temples in Bengal. This song is sung pretty much daily at the time of offering bhog. The line of this bhoga arati song is Hari Leela Ekmatra Jaha Pramod Bhakat Bhoga Arati Bhoga Arati Deke Shre Bhakate Vinod. That Bhaktivinoda, whose only happiness, whose only bliss is the pastimes of Lord Sri Hari. Hari Leela Egmajar Bhogarati Gai She Bhaktivinoda. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Bhaktivinoda, who is characterized by his only pleasure is in Hari Leela, that Bhaktivinoda sings this Bhogarati song. And it's so, the whole song is just, the whole Bhogarati song is so blissful. A description of all the things that are being served to Krishna, how he's enjoying taking it. It's just so very, very blissful. And Bhaktivinoda, in all these songs, will his Bhanita, his signature at the end, he puts his name at the end, as a common practice in most Vaishnav poets do that in Bengal. They put their name at the end. And Bhaktivinoda, he's there. He's seeing it. He's right there. Bhakati Vinoda Deke Gorara Shampada. He's seeing the arati on the bank of the Ganga performed by the demigods and all the great devotees. He's there. He's seeing it. And he's conveying that to us. And he's inviting us. Come on, come on in. He's bringing us in. He's telling us all about it. Ki herinu shokiyaj. Jamuna puline kodamba kanane. Ki herinu shokiyaj. What? On the bank of the Yamuna. In the forest of kadamba trees. What? What have I seen today? He's speaking among the gopis. What's he seeing? What's he experiencing? What's he feeling? He's a magistrate. Magistrate from Calcutta what symbol of the materialistic society at the time. No, no, no. That's not. That's Kedarnath Datta. You may think of him like that. He's Bhaktivinod. So he's bringing us in. He's better than Chaitanya. He, in a sense that he's built on, he's what the glorious teachings, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, he's enhanced that. Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam. He's brought it up more and more and more. Therefore, we worship the acharyas, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Why do we worship Srila Prabhupada? Then again, you can go on for a day of Brahma speaking. Why do we worship Srila Prabhupada? One reason is, he's brought us Bhaktivinoda. He's introduced us to all of this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that was analyzed in one article, that everything he did was for the service of Bhaktivinoda. He's completely composed of Bhaktivinoda. Everything he did was on the order of Bhaktivinoda. He's full with Bhaktivinoda. Now, sometimes we may wonder, why was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur so heavy, uncompromising, and our own Srila Prabhupada also so strong, and we may not understand why they did all those things. But one answer to this is that they did what was needed to introduce us to this Bhaktivinoda Dhara, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his last semi-formal talk to his followers, said, Bhaktivinoda Dhara Kokono Ruddha Hobena. The line of Bhaktivinoda will, the flow of Bhaktivinoda's teachings will never be stopped. So they wanted to keep that channel, our acharyas coming after Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They wanted to keep that line open. They did whatever they needed to do to bring those teachings to the world, to give us access to what they had received from their predecessor acharyas. We're in Bhaktivinoda, and then we go on up further, and there's our Prabhupada, then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then we go to Jagannath Das Babaji, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das, and to the six Goswamis, Swarup Damada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this way we go. They link us to this chain. Oh, they do whatever is required to link us to this chain. And so very strong and very sweet. We may think, well, I want to be there in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Good. That's what, if we think like that, we're definitely on the right track. But we should know that by the mercy of all our acharyas, we can participate in those pastimes, even now, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur leading a double life as the magistrate and his internal life, which he showed to us, showed to those who are willing to take it, or he made it available, this inner world, the real world, beyond this Calcutta and that time that was very modern times, 19th century. There was the world is changing, it's a whole modern, very being modern. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in line with that, but at the same time, he was living in Vrindavan, in Godrum. He describes himself as Godrumavasi. This is his description of himself. He's living in Godrum. Mathura Nandishara Samatale, which non different from Nandishra in Mathura district. So this is Bhaktivinoda. So much to say. But everyone, they can take advantage. You can. This is a particular sadhana which has been very important in my life, to go through the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, songs of Narottam Das Thakur. And everyone can. We all have the basic sadhana. We rise early, we chant Hare Krishna, study Prabhupada's books, we follow all the principles. This is basic sadhana. But then there may be someone may be particularly inclined to deity worship, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, to memorizing Sanskrit verses. There are different angles and areas of Krishna consciousness which we can adopt in our lives. It's not that everyone's going to be the same. Some devotees may take special pleasure in studying the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, 10th canto, childhood pastimes. Some may be very attracted to the Navadvip pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Is a big, big universe out there. Don't be attracted to all this nonsense in the material world. There's so many very special things where Srila Prabhupada introduced us to. Tremendous wealth, our real wealth. Dhanmar Nityananda, Patimar Gaurachandra. Our real wealth is eternal bliss, Nityananda. Our real father is Gaurachandra. This Narottam Das has taught us. So let's take advantage. It's right there. Gorky Shodas Babaji Maharaj, he used to say, people are talking about praying. Oh, why? What's the big thing about praying? You can get it for 3 annas, whatever, in the bazaar. What is that? You can buy the Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika. You can get the songbooks of Narottam Das. 3 annas means a small amount of money, whatever the amount of money was. For a small amount of money, you can buy these books. You get prem from these songs. So, of course, it's not a matter of just giving the money, but he's making the point that these songs, they connect us with the spiritual world. Prabhupada's books connect us with the spiritual world. It's a big, big culture. Let us take advantage. It's anandam buddhi vardhanam. The ocean of bliss is increasing forever. So it may be presumptuous in some way to say like that, but it's not offensive to say that what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given is, in some ways, in some perspectives, even better than what Lord Chaitanya has given. And of course, that ocean of bliss is increasing more and more and more. So Prabhupada has given the bliss. Have we seen the bliss of devotees chanting and dancing? Those days are still here. If we want, we can go on chanting and dancing. There's nothing to stop us chanting and dancing in full bliss of Krishna consciousness. But we have to follow this. Ahaituki bhakti. And without personal desire. Srila Prabhupada engaged his disciples at the level of Paramahamsas. Go out all over the world. Preach Krishna consciousness. He lifted them up to the level of Paramahamsas, gave them taste of true bliss by his empowerment, doing more than what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, picking up the most fallen people and making them into preachers of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante init haya churnakang padaya ne patakrit vaja kakushatameta the hum ravimi hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra sharane kuruta nuraga parivadatu jano yata tata va nanumukkaro navayang vicharayamaha hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutama Nartama Nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.